Welcome to the SharePoint Guidance V2 videos. Today we'll be talking about the installing the SharePoint Guidance. My name is Francis Chung and I'm here with
Erwin van der Volk.
Today we'll be talking about the installation scripts that we wrote for the SharePoint Guidance, but let's talk about why we created them.
If you want to install a typical web application, or as a developer want to get up and running with a web application, all you have to do is get the latest source code from source control and typically press F5 and you're up and running. With the SharePoint application, that's just a little bit more complicated.
First thing you need to do is compile, package, install, and deploy your solutions. That's the WSP solutions, the SharePoint solutions, as opposed to your Visual Studio solutions.
You're not there yet, because then once you've compiled those, you have to create the environment in SharePoint to run those solutions in. So you have to create your web applications, your site collections, and your sites.
Next, you'll need to activate the features on the sites and site collections and web applications.
And a feature is like a contained module that can contain some functionality in SharePoint that you want to activate for just that site or just that site collection.
Then you'll need to set up security. You want to set up certain users, some test users, and apply certain security such that those users can see various sites and site collections.
And there are other things that you might want to install, set up. For example, the shared service provider, and maybe upload BDC definitions or configure user profiles in there. But there are many other things that you might want to install to get your SharePoint environment up and running. There are several reasons why you might want to create a scripted installation for your SharePoint application. The first reason is that for new developers, it's very easy and very fast to get up and running, because all the developer has to do is get the latest version from source control and click the start the automated installation process, and then he has a fully working development environment, as opposed to having a 20 pages installation manual that he has to go through in order to get his machine up and running.
This also lets the test team follow the same process to get a consistent test environment up and running. If you have various different configurations, for example, and you want to have the same application configured consistently, this is the best way to do it.
And you can also use the same script or part of the same script to install the application, not just in the test environment, but also install it and upgrade it in the acceptance and production environments.
It's also really important to have a deinstallation and cleanup script so that as various iterations of your code evolves, you can remove the previous code and clean up the environment.
Because if you don't clean up your environment, the second time you run the automated installation, it might fail because something is already there. So creating a deinstallation is just as important as creating an installation process.
The partner portal installation scripts do a number of things, including the list that you saw previously. But one thing that we do is to create a certificate for SSL. This is very important for the secure communication that's required for the partner portal reference implementation.
We also set up our security, and in order to do that we have to create some users and groups to test with. So we have several different types of security that we're using, for example Windows authentication and also forms-based authentication. And we have to create users for both of them and assign the proper permissions to them. So we have an automated script that does that for us.
We also create web applications for the Contoso services, as well as other applications that go along with the partner portal application.
So we're demonstrating how to be able to create those web applications in IIS by scripting against IIS.
We also compile, package, and deploy solutions, as mentioned before, activate features on the created site collections and SP sites, as we mentioned before.
This is typically also very handy to have as a developer, because if you make changes, you quite often want to remove all the packages, remove all the features, then recompile, repackage, and redeploy all the new versions. So that's very handy to have for your development environment.
As Erwin mentioned before, this set of steps can be very complicated. For the partner portal application, I wouldn't consider it an incredibly complex application, but it's complex enough to have at least a 5-10 page script in order to follow all the steps necessary to create all the site collections, create all the sites, activate all the features accordingly. It's very easy to get wrong.
Yep. But once we had it in place, it was very handy to have.
Very handy.
So let's look at how we created this installation script. If you've downloaded our guidance, this is what you're going to see. A bunch of folders that contain the source, some description on how we tested it, the documentation, but in this case we're interested in the setup. So in the setup folder, what you will find is a couple of batch files. There's two here. The first one, Contoso setup, will automatically, when run, install the entire guidance. It takes about half an hour to run because it needs to compile everything, deploy everything, set up IIS and so forth, but it's after about half an hour, the entire application will be installed.
There's one manual step you'll need to do to finish, which is to configure SSL in your IIS, and that's about it.
Okay. Now, this setup file has been split up into several smaller setup files. And each of these files will correspond to what you've seen earlier, the steps that we need to take to install the guidance. For example, we have to create some users. We have to create a test certificate that we can use and install in IIS. We have to create the web services, build the solutions, package them.
Let's take a look at the package solutions in particular. This is an ability that just recently became available as of the Visual Studio Extension's version 1.3, which is the ability to package the solutions, that is the WSPs, using a command line. Previously, using the extensions, the only way to package was to do a right-click deploy from within Visual Studio.
Right. So this is a very handy feature if you want to build an automated installation. Now, what you see here is that we're calling DevEnv, which is the Visual Studio development environment, but from a command line, and then calling it with the solution, our solution, and telling it to deploy a debug version and package it. Now this will not only deploy a package, but also compile the solution. Now as you can see, we've automated all of the installation steps. And it's very handy to take a look at what we've done here for inspiration for your own automated installation. And like we mentioned before, we also have an automated uninstallation. Now you'll see that most of the steps you saw before are mirrored here as an uninstallation step. For example, we have to delete solutions, retract the solutions, and uninstall features. And these steps will typically be taken in the reverse order that we did while installing it. This is very handy if you want to deinstall version A of the guidance so that you can get the latest version and then install version B.
After the install script finishes, we need to configure the SSL. So let's take a look at IIS settings here. What you want to do is go to the site, the Contoso services, and add a binding. In this case, this is how you configure it in IIS 7. So bindings, and you make sure to add a binding to port 8686. And you typically do that by hitting add, 8686 here, and hitting OK. In this case, I already have one. Also, what you'll need to do is you'll need to configure your web config for your Contoso services to use SSL also. It's mostly configured for you, but we need to change one small setting. In this case, if you go to, if you open up the Contoso partner portal with test solution, You'll be able to see the external services, LB services, actually LB web, and go into the web config. If you go down towards the bottom for the endpoint configurations here, you'll need to change the service host computer name to the local machine of your box. So my machine name is, right? And that completes your SSL configuration. Another configuration you may want to make is in the case where if you go to the Partner Central, you'll notice that the status column is not populated. Even though I have an incident task in my system, the status will not show up because we need to configure a crawled property with a managed property. Here's what I mean. If you go into Central Administration and go to configuring of your shared service provider, in this case it's Contoso SSP, and then go to Search Settings, and then go to Metadata Properties, let's go and page over to the right and take a look at the status managed property. Although the status managed property seems to show issue status and task status, we have to add one more mapping in order to show the status for the incident task. So I'll click the Add Mapping button here, type in status. I'll notice that there's another crawl property that we need to add. So we'll go and click OK there, and OK here. And just for good measure, I'll go ahead and start a crawl. In this case, I've already performed a crawl. Otherwise, I would probably choose to do a full crawl. But in this case, I've just done an incremental crawl. Okay. So if I go back to my Partner Central here, maybe I should have done a full crawl. Let's start with full crawl. Full crawl should take about a minute. This would be a good place to edit, so we don't sit around waiting a minute for the full crawl.
You think?
I suppose the incremental crawl didn't catch it. Should take about a minute.
Why didn't we automate that SSL setting? That doesn't seem to be that hard to automate.
We tried to. Now that the crawl is completed, if we go back to the Partner Central, refresh, you can see that the status now shows up for this incident status.
So in this webcast, we looked at how you can create an automated install for your SharePoint application. And creating an automated installation has several benefits. It can help increase your developer and tester productivity because they can get up and running faster and also are able to install the latest version of your application faster, which is something that you have to do quite often. Secondly, by automating your installation process, you can make the installation in your test, acceptance, and production environment not only faster but also more robust because it's a repeatable process. And that's very handy to have.
So this has been installing the SharePoint Guidance video for the PnP SharePoint Guidance V2. If you like our guidance, please take a look at our code at microsoft.com/SPG. There you'll be able to download all of our guidance as well as our reference implementation and our quick starts and so forth. This has been Francis Chung
and Erwin Vanderhoek. from patterns and practices.